From Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of how to destroy chametz. We know that in the Torah it says, "Vayach b'yom rishon tashbizu sh'orim batechem." On that first day of Pesach, you should destroy chametz. The rabbis say you can't destroy it on Pesach, then you would be in possession of chametz for during the 7 days. And the Torah says, "Lo yirelecha chametz u'chol yirelecha se'or b'chol v'gulecha shivat yamim." You shouldn't see chametz in your possession for 7 days. So it must be that it means the previous day. So when? So achalak. The rabbis interpret, starting noon, we're not allowed to have any chametz. Perhaps the destruction has to be done before that or during that time. In any event, how do we destroy chametz? What does it mean, tashbitush? Tashbitush comes from the word Shabbat. To just like on Shabbat, we cease all work. So too, we have to make it cease. We have to make the chametz stop existing. How do we do that? In the Mishnah, there is a machloket, there's a debate between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda as to whether Ein Bi'ur Chametz Ela Sreifa, whether it has to be burnt. It's one of the Nisrafim, one of those forbidden foods that has to be burnt. Or no, Shas B'zaz B'chol Davar, you can destroy it with anything. Seems that these are the two options. Either some say you have to burn it, or you could, instead of burning it, you could destroy it in some other way. You could throw it in the ocean, you could crumble it up and throw it into the wind, etc. However, the Gemara also says, that according to the Torah law, if you just annul it, it's good enough. So we have these two options. Is, aside from the physical destruction, which is either fire or not fire, and we have a different question, a different way of destroying it, and that is bitul. Now, what is this bitul? So the Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi's grandson, he says, it's hefker. You're turning the chametz into something that doesn't belong to you. So it's very simple. Let's say you're on a cruise and you say, "Wait, I forgot to take the chametz out of the drawer that I keep all my candies in there. There are granola bars in there." It's right before Pesach, so you say, "All right, I annul it." What does it mean you annul it? Anybody can take it. According to Rabbi Tam, the meaning of annulment in Hebrew would be tool. Leave it to you, let it be destroyed, let it be annulled. What does it mean, annulled? When it's a written time, it means anyone can take it. Now, the problem is that generally, if I want to declare something ownerless, you know, we do it a lot of times. You have an old chair, you don't like it anymore, you put it on your curb, and anybody can take it. You don't say, "Hey, stop, that's my chair." No, you put it on the curb, anyone can take it. Thing is, if I take my diamond ring and the privacy of my home and I say, "This ring belongs to anybody," does that work? You have to declare in front of three people. So now three is a crowd. People start chattering, and people find out there's a diamond ring in Rabbi Finkelstein's office, and you can come take it whenever you want. So you got to tell three people. Also, since it's a hakna, it's some sort of a kinyan, you're changing the ownership from myself to everybody else. So therefore, can't do it on Shabbos. But we know that sometimes Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, and we do bitul on Shabbos. We annul things on Shabbos. So what's going on? How could we say it's that bitul, that which the Gemara says, from a Torah perspective, you could destroy chametz with annulment, is type of hefker, of declaring something ownerless? Wait a second. There are rules to declaring things ownerless. So either you have to say that chametz is different. Why? You see, chametz is not really mine anyway. As the Torah says, as the Gemara says, shlosh dvarim einam mishus l'adam, there are things that don't really belong to you anyway. And the Torah says, you know what? Even though it's not yours, if you have it, I'm gonna give you a punishment. He says, wait a second, it's not mine. He says, no, but if it's in your possession, you're gonna be in violation. But what do you mean? You consider it nothing. You God, you don't let me benefit from it. I can't use it. In what sense is it mine? So he says, no, if it's in your possession, then it's yours. But really, it's not so much in my possession. I can't eat it. I can't benefit from it. So I can't sell it. So it's not so much in my... All I need to do is just remove myself a little bit more by declaring it ownerless, and it's gone. It's called siluk. I don't have to make the community acquire it. True, the community doesn't know about it. I just have to remove myself from it. It's good enough. Also, maybe we don't agree with those rabbis who say you need three people to annul, to declare ownerless. Maybe you could do it just in front of one person. Okay, in front of yourself. Now, there's another view. And one of the proponents of this view is Rabbeinu David, student of the Ramban. It's a wonderful commentary. Chidush Rabbeinu David, I'm Sachin. What does he say? He says, no. It's nothing to do with annulment. He says, look in the Talmud. There are two other cases where we have annulment. A Gentile has an idol, and it's made out of gold. And he leaves town. So it's great. This is gold idol. I can take it. I can burn it down. I can make a fortune. But it's an idol. I'm not allowed to use idols. He said, Finkelstein, you can keep this. You can keep this idol. That's great, but it's forbidden. It's an idol. But if he says, this idol is so stupid. I've been worshiping this. Never answered anything. It doesn't do anything. And he kicks it and stamps on it and throws it in the garbage. And then I say, throw it in the garbage. Could I have that idol? He says, sure. So since he annulled it, he had bitul, I can use it. I can benefit from this formerly forbidden object. What does that mean, annulment? It's not that he declared it ownerless. No, what does it say? He says, misalik min ha'emunaso aleh. He doesn't believe in it anymore. He removes his belief in it. And he removed any sort of importance that he attributed to it. Not anymore. Now, and also regarding Eruv, there's a similar law. Somebody can remove themselves from the courtyard. They're removing themselves, he's removing his mind from it. And therefore he says, you don't even have to declare. We have a custom of declaring things ownerless with words. Kol chamira, chamira, the ikum shusi. We declare, you can find it in your sitter, these little kits they give out, all chametz that I have in my possession, if I know about it, don't know about it, let it be annulled. But based on the Rabbeinu David, he says, you could do it in your heart. Because the whole idea is that misalik daito mimenu machshav salim. It's a thought process that you remove your thoughts from it in your heart. So therefore, it doesn't have to be declared. The Yerushalmi, interestingly, does have it declared with your mouth. That they're the ones who came up with this formula for declaring. Our Gemara always says, mevatlo belibo. It always talks about destroying it in your heart. So it doesn't have to be declared with words. If indeed it's the matter of declaring it as if I don't consider it anything, an extreme version of this is the Sefer HaMichtam. It's an interesting book. It comes from the Provence community. And he says, it's so nothing. You declare it to be nothing. I consider it nothing. Even if I eat it, it's not considered eating chametz. That's a pretty strange view. We don't agree with that. But that's an interesting conclusion. Now, all right, so let's get back to the question. When the Torah says, Tashbiru sorim batechem, you should destroy chametz, make chametz end from your houses. So, how do you do that? So Rashi says, what do you mean? That's bitul. You annul it. After all, the Targum Unculus, the great Aramaic translation, the official Aramaic translation, says, tevatlun chametz. You should annul chametz. So by annulling, that's the real way to get rid of chametz. Rabbeinu David says, that's ridiculous. That's not what it means. He says, no, that's not true. He says, yes, it's true that the Talmud is saying is that from a Torah perspective, annulling is good enough for what? So you won't be in violation. If you want to avoid violating, thou shalt not have chametz in your possession, no problem. I annul it, it's not mine. Great. But as far as the positive commandment of destroying chametz, that requires something more serious than just removing my property from it. Now, you could argue that if the Rabbeinu David's view that you declare that chametz, it has no significance. So you're changing the nature of the object. See, Rabbi Tarragon points out, if you take Rabbeinu Tam's view, I'm not changing the object. I'm just saying I have nothing to do with it. My relationship with it changed, but the object is still the object. The idea of the Michtam would be ridiculous that somehow you could eat it. Of course not. But if you say, I'm changing the nature of the object, I believe that this object is nothing. That's where you could get these strange view of the Michtam that you could even eat it. We don't agree with that. But maybe you could get the mitzvah of destroying it, because if you declare that something is nothing, you're changing the nature of it. If you change the nature of it, then maybe that's what the Torah means when it says you should make it stop, make it go away. However, generally you would assume that you get you that you have to physically get rid of it. Physically getting rid of it, either burning it or throwing it, crumbling it and throwing it to the wind or throwing it in the Dead Sea. Those are the ways of destroying it and fulfilling the mitzvah of Tashbisu. And annulling it, that just stops you from being considered to be in violation of possessing it. What does the Rambam say? Very strange. Rambam says, mitzvah say lahashbis chametz. It's a mitzvah to, positive mitzvah to destroy chametz before the time comes. And then he says, "Ma'i yashbas azu? What is that destruction?" Shivat lo libo. He takes the unkelus view that you should annul it in your heart. Yachshivo to kafar. You should consider it nothing. And yachshim libo sheimishdu chametz klal. You should think in your mind you don't have any chametz in your house, and any chametz is there, it's like dirt. So based on this, what should be the language of the vitul chametz? So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Live till v'lehevik afridar. Let it be annulled, and therefore let it be like dirt." That's consistent with the Rambam. However, we take the view, and that's the custom, Mishnah Berurah, and you look in your sitter, you'll see, "Live till v'lehevik afridar. Let it be annulled, and let it be like ownerless, like dirt." See, there's a problem with that. The Morik Siyah points out, wait a second. Live till, that relates to dirt. Let it be annulled, be considered nothing, like dirt is nothing. Have a hefker, when something is hefker, belongs to nobody, has nothing to do with dirt. I could have a beautiful diamond ring, I could have a Porsche, and I could say, so anybody can take it, I'm sick of this, I have a different type of car, I don't need this car. That it has nothing to do with annulling it. With turning it into dirt, I'm not turning it into dirt. I'm just saying you could take it. Anybody could take it. Oh, I'm removing myself. I don't own it anymore. Someone else could take it. I don't want to pay the insurance anymore. I'm just leaving it here on the corner. That doesn't imply that it is dirt. So you try to do both. Follow the traditional nusach in the sitter, and it says live to the hefker. It should be annulled, and it should be ownerless like dirt. Even though I think, my humble opinion, doesn't make that much sense. But then I say it again, live till gafridara, let it be annulled like dirt, Rabbeinu Dovi, and let it be hefker, and let it be hefker like Rabbeinu Tam. These two views. So we have four possibilities as to how to destroy the chametz. Rabbi Yehuda says, in biur chametz el sreifa, the only way to destroy chametz is to burn it. Chachamim, the majority opinion is, you can destroy it in any way you want. As long as you destroy it, you destroy it. You could eat it too. It's also a way of destroying it. Then you have the idea the Gemara mentions of bitul. And bitul comes in two forms. Either of hefker, Rabbeinu Tam, to declare it ownerless, or Rabbeinu David, others, that it's a matter of declaring that you don't consider it to be anything. You consider it to be dirt. Either way, it's quite a war we conduct against the chametz. We destroy it in many ways. We do burn it. We do get rid of it. We do crumble it up. We do eat it. We do. We throw it to the wind if we need to, the crumbs. We do annul it. And we do declare it hefker. On top of that, we even sell it as well, just in case there's anything left, we sell it to a Gentile. Good luck with your war on chametz, and I wish everyone a chag kosher v'sameach.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.